Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Boomer and Geo, Coney alive. Bill Ford, top studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Knicks take that commanding 3-1 lead over the Sixers yesterday in a spectacular playoff basketball game with all the intensity you want. And the Rangers make quick work of the Washington Capitals, sweeping them. That team really didn't deserve to be in the playoffs. Doesn't matter. The Rangers took care of business. And now await the winner of the Hurricanes and Islanders, and that series could very well end Game 5 in Carolina as the Islanders do come back and win in Game 4 to make this series a little bit longer. But, I mean, at this point, so my curiosity is because, I mean, we could sit here and talk about this Capitals series. The Rangers dominated. They should have. Even when the Capitals were desperate, trying not to get swept in that second period, they still couldn't take command of the game. But anyway, so what are you hoping for? Are you hoping that the Islanders kind of wear down the Hurricanes a little bit, maybe win one more game? Or would you rather have the Hurricanes, if you know they're going to win anyway, rather have the Hurricanes win in Game 5 so you don't have an elongated layoff just for your team, where you have maybe the Hurricanes, if they lose a couple more games, come in, or if it ends up being the Islanders coming back, you know, coming in on a heater, you know?
I can honestly tell you right now, as I am sitting here,
yeah,
I am rooting for the Islanders.
Wow. Yes. All right. Very good.
Yeah.
So you want them, well, obviously you'd like to see them win, I would say, because the Hurricanes are a better team.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but my son-in-law plays for the Islanders.
Yeah, I've heard that.
This is a good time for me to be rooting for them.
Yeah, perfect.
You know, I mean, I'm not going to go to Ledecky's box or anything and root them on, but I'll sit and I'll watch and... whether Matt plays or doesn't play, because I know he's dealing with a few things, I would just say that, I'm rooting for him. It's okay.
Yeah, so if there is a game 6, when would that be?
So, what, the next game is tomorrow night, right? The Islanders play tomorrow night?
So, it would be Thursday, would be, if there was a game 6, it would be Thursday. Yeah, we can go to the Ledecky's box.
Yeah, no, I'm not going.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm not going.
I'm sure they'd love to have
all
you there.
All I know is every time I do go there, they win.
Well, then you should go.
No, because they usually beat the Rangers when I go there.
Okay, well.
And something stupid happens.
It would end up benefiting the Rangers either way if the Islanders won that game, so why not?
Hey, look, man.
I was there last Thursday.
I just gave you all I'm going to give you, and stop asking me to give you more. Just stop.
Okay, all right. I just thought maybe this was a good opportunity to get you in there and become part of the family, and you can get that Boomer Esiason Islanders jersey, put it on. We could go up on the Jumbotron together and all of those things. Me, you, Sparky, and Niles in a picture.
By the way, you know, the Ovechkin jersey was in the freezer.
Oh, okay. Well,
I just want to let you know.
I mean, that was...
So if it happens to be the Islanders, I would have to try to get Winnie's jersey, but I don't know if I can get it off of her.
Yeah, long way to go. Long way to go. So if... the
they play them tough, man. I mean, it's a tough series.
I know it's a tough series, but you dig yourself into an 0-3 hole against one of the best teams in hockey.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, it's asking a lot.
I mean, look, when you get to the second round, It's honestly, the four best teams in the Eastern Conference the entire year have been the Canes, the Rangers, the Panthers, and the Bruins. And they're all controlling their series, or won their series, in case of the Rangers.
Yep.
So, I mean, unless somebody comes back, like the Islanders come back, or the Tampa Bay Lightning come back, or the Maple Leafs come back, there's really no Cinderella here.
Yeah, well, right.
Eastern Conference now, and the Western Conference a little bit different. You know, the Vegas Golden Knights do what they do every year since in their existence. They pierce the salary cap in the playoffs because they put their high-price guys on LTIR, then they bring them back.
Hey, it's a rule, right? You're allowed to do it.
I mean, we may benefit from it this year with Filipino.
That's right. You think they will if it ends up being the Hurricanes, that's exactly what they'll do.
I definitely think they will. I don't see how you want to fight speed with speed. And, you know, Filipino is a great skater. He is fast. He's supposedly skating, looks good in practice. And, you know, he could play probably, you know, 10 to 12 minutes as opposed to 5 minutes that Rempe gives you. And if you go 10 to 12 minutes with a third line center, now you're looking at, you know, everybody else getting a little bit less time, but everybody else being fresher. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Now, believe it or not, because they love to spread out these first-round series, the Knicks and the Sixers only have one day off, which is today, and they're back at it tomorrow.
Which is awesome.
I love that.
And I can't wait. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
The Garden is going to be serenading Embiid the whole game. Oh, they're going to kill him.
I can't even imagine. Like, being in that, I'm not going to be able to go to that game, but God, the people who are there, just crush them. Just crush them from the tip to the buzzer.
Did you, was there any time watching this game yesterday? I don't know how closely you could watch it because of what you were doing.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it was on every television, and any time that I wasn't pouring a Casamigos, I was watching it, so yeah.
All right, so there were, you know, even the way the game started, and, you know, they were talking about it at halftime. Stephen A. Smith was blabbering on about something, I don't know, but
boobies.
Yeah, whatever. But they were just, they were talking about weathering the storm. I think it was Kendrick Perkins, is that mm-hmm. who was with them, I think?
Okay.
And he was right. Like, you initially weather the storm, which is what Philadelphia is going to have to do when they come here for game five. But, you know, Philadelphia did not essentially shoot very well in the first half, which kept the game somewhat close. But I never felt like the Knicks were ever out of it, even when there was a lead that they would extend a little bit more in the third quarter. And you're thinking, okay, we're going to see this again like we saw the previous game where they were going to dominate the game. I never, ever felt like they were out of it when that lead started to spread a little bit. And they came right back and McBride would hit a three, or, you know, DiVincenzo finally hit a three, or Brunson was, you know, getting a three-point play made. I never, ever felt like they were going to lose the game.
No. I didn't think they were going to lose the game after game three. There's no way. They're winning this series in five because the 76ers showed loser mentality. You talk about championship DNA. That's one of your new favorite phrases. Couldn't agree more. The Villanova guys, even, you know, they didn't win a championship in the NBA yet, but they did, obviously, in college. They've got that. It's loser mentality from top to bottom with the 76ers, which is surprising with Nick Nurse because Nick Nurse had success. He's acting like a baby. He's got loser mentality. And Joel Embiid is like the classic NBA postseason loser.
Loser.
Just pointing fingers everywhere, not taking accountability.
Whining at the referees.
Oh, it's the refs. Oh, our fans are selling tickets to Knicks fans. Oh, every time there's some other nonsense going on with him. And as I said earlier, it was like a boxer who's getting his ass kicked and hasn't gotten knocked out yet and then just tries to get dirty towards the end of the fight because he can't beat somebody clean. So he's going to walk out of Madison Square Garden after that Game 5 beatdown, and he's going to have a little, like, reassess. Should I even stay here in Philadelphia? Watch him when he gets... Watch him be that disgruntled superstar in the offseason. Watch it happen. Let's go to Jack. Okay.
All right, yeah, go to Jack.
Jack in the Bronx. What's going on, Jack?
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to speak on what Boomer was saying in regard to Brunson being the best point guard that the Knicks have had since Frazier. I'm a little bit older than Boomer. So, I mean, I grew up listening to Marv Albert and Cal Ramsey on the radio every night with the Knick game. So I'm a diehard fan. I think their acumen their intelligence and the desire to win, and the way they play the game is very similar. But the Knicks back then didn't really have a point guard. They played a half court offense. Their point could have been Reardon, it could have been Bradley, it could have been DeBuscher, could have been Frazier. So as far as a pure point guard, that ball is in Brunson's hands 95% of the time.
Well, it's game's different. Offense. The game is different.
It's a different game.
But my point is that when you need a play, you need something. Who's got the ball in their hands? Who's distributing the ball? Who's shooting the ball? Who's getting that three-point play? Back then, there weren't three-point shots. And how many times did we see Walt Frazier do what Jalen Brunson did yesterday? Get a guy in the air, jump into him, put the ball in the hoop, and then go make the free throw.
Yeah, that was definitely his key move, and I totally agree with you. But like you said just a minute ago, it is a different game. The game it wasn't played that way. Obviously, it was five passes at half court and a basket. But just one more comment, because I know you're a huge Ranger fan.
Yeah.
Can you tell me, back in that era, who was on the gag line?
Yeah, John Rattell, Vic Hatfield, and Rod Gilbert.
Nice. High five, Boomer.
All
have
right.
a great day.
I got Rangers trivia. Here, like, what are we?
We're number seven. Come on.
What is he trying? Is he testing you?
Like, must be.
He's just like, all right, I know you're a big Ranger fan, so let me try to throw some trivia at you to see how big of a Ranger fan you are. I mean, that's just lame.
All right, there was a point in time, and we've all, and it's really been since I've been on this radio station. I mean, the 90s Knicks were amazing. I mean, amazingly frustrating, too, by the way.
Oh, yes.
But somebody that, you know, you love going to the games because it was like it was a knockdown, drag-out fight, whether it be with Reggie Miller, Michael Jordan, you know, any of those teams. And, you know, Clyde Drexler, Hakeem Olajuwon. I mean, it was just, they were wars. And you just love the intensity. And the intensity is always led by the best player. So if the best player, Patrick Ewing, is on his game and he's throwing those elbows around and running over people and shooting from, you know, his mid-range jumpers and his little jump hooks and coming down with his elbows flailing when he's getting a rebound, that's what we're seeing now.
Yes. Now
we are seeing that now. We have a little bit more skill, I think. Better shooters. Alan Houston was a great shooter. John Starks was like John Starks.
Alan Houston didn't get there till a little bit later, though. You know, wasn't part of like the '94 group and that.
But John Starks would be like perfect for this team.
Yeah, well, that's why he feels like he is part of this team right now. He's going to every game. He's traveling on the road. He's insane.
Good. Good.
Yeah, I love to see him out there. It puts a smile on my face for everybody that used to watch and love him to see him as intense and into it as he is right now. Is a great connection to those teams.
I think you
teams.
Could probably get 2 to 3 minutes out of him if you needed to right now. Just don't have him shoot, you'd be fine.
Right. Now, I do think that because of the extreme ineptitude of the Knicks franchise for the better part of 20 years.
Since I've been here.
Those 90s Knicks teams, the legend grew. Now, I mean, if they had some other playoff teams in there that were legitimate, and I understand that the Carmelo years were the Carmelo years, but I never did. Now, maybe the younger Knick fan did. I never took those teams seriously because I know they had zero shot of getting past the Miami Heat. They just they're built weirdly. I don't know. I didn't love those teams.
You know, I'll tell you when you loved the team, when Jeremy Lin was running the team, and then all of a sudden, you know, Shiv Spott.
And
Shiv Spott then all of a sudden became an unlikable team again.
Yeah, so like that.
And the coaching, and Phil Jackson, and all the bad moves in the front office, trying to lure LeBron here with Mayor Bloomberg. I mean, all of that crap.
Come on, LeBron.
I mean, when you think about it, you're just like, no wonder why nobody wanted to come here. And now they finally, you know, God bless Leon Rose, man, because he's the guy.
Yeah, but I mean, think like how many times in the history of New York sports, team sports, has a team that didn't win a championship be revered as much as the 90s Knicks? It doesn't happen. And I think part of the reason why that is because we hadn't seen a championship in a very long time from the Knicks. And also, they were just so goddamn bad for so long. Like, the worst in all team pro sports there for a while.
Well, for a while. But in the 90s, though, well, before the 90s, they were, too.
Yeah.
But when the 90s got here, you got to remember, that was also the Jordan era.
Well, yeah.
They had to deal with Magic. They had to deal with Bird. They had to deal with Reggie Miller. I mean, they had to deal with Isaiah Thomas up in Detroit. I mean, like, they had to deal with all that crap for all those years.
Mm-hmm.
When the NBA started becoming popular again, when David Stern said, you know what? We got Magic and Larry. We got Isaiah. We got Patrick. We got Michael. We got Charles. We got this one. We're going to promote our players. And look what it turned into.
Yeah. But I mean, if you think about like the Yankees, there's any number of dynasties that you bring up. Like the Mets don't have an era where they didn't win a championship that they're totally revered in. I mean, I think that the 99 team, 2000 team was fun, you know, but, you know, you look back kind of with positive vibes, but they ended up losing to the Yankees in the World Series. But we look back on those 90s Knicks teams as if they did win a championship, and, you know, that's what this group's going to have to do.
But you know what I love about that era of basketball and the eras before
that?
Well,
they hated each other.
That's right. They hated each other, and they didn't try to build a big three and go win a championship that way. They all reflected their team, you know, and they wanted to be on their team. As much as it would be great to be, you know, with a Michael Jordan or a Magic Johnson, and those rosters were unbelievable. But those guys made them unbelievable, just like Larry Bird made Boston unbelievable. Think about the starting five on those three teams I just mentioned, and also Detroit.
Yeah.
I mean, the Knicks never really ever could get to that.
No, I mean, they were very, very close, obviously, in 94. But so think about what we were talking about, teams hating each other. This right here, and we saw a little bit of it in Knicks heat last year. But what's going on right now between the Knicks and the Sixers is legitimate dislike. And the NBA over the last number of years has gotten so friendly. And these two teams, they can't stand one another. The fan bases, obviously, New York and Philly have always hated each other in every sport. And, like, I love that. And the NBA's been knocked for good reason over the last number of years, especially in the regular season. But what you're getting and what you got in the fourth quarter, well, for four quarters, but especially the end of the fourth quarter yesterday, is as entertaining as it gets in NBA basketball.
You know, the one thing that I will say, the end of an NBA game, like the last 3 minutes,
it takes forever.
I know. It's nonstop. It's timeouts. It's challenges. And how many times do you see the players screaming for the challenge?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just another. Yeah. I mean,
now, I will say this. I thought, you know, it's hard for Richard Jefferson. He's trying to be even. So he's not our
what? What do you mean he's trying to be even? That guy doesn't try to be even at all. He is a Knicks hater of all Knicks
whatever.
Haters.
He's
the president of the Knicks hater club.
Of course, everybody thinks that.
And
as a national broadcaster, when you have to do games and you're trying to keep it as balanced as possible, you hear what you want to hear from the fan base.
How about
when Ryan Rucco actually brought up the fact, and I give him a lot of credit, that Embiid actually did step on Jalen Brunson when he was down twice.
So that's how you know when your play-by-play guy is checking you on your Knicks hate. That's how you know. Now, I know what you're saying because you've been in that position. There's been a lot of people that will say, this guy hates my team. When you don't hate the team, all you're doing is you're talking about it objectively. I'm sorry. I have listened to as many games as anybody my age and watched them. Richard Jefferson has a grudge against the New York Knicks, and this isn't like Joe Buck hating my team. You know, there's a lot of people that'll watch their teams, their local broadcasters that are pro their team, then it's national, and they think that they hate them. That's not the case that's going on with Richard Jefferson.
Well, you know,
nobody treats the Knicks like Richard Jefferson does.
I think that gets overplayed, personally.
Right.
I do.
Well, not with
because,
him.
Because, you know, I remember there's, like, I've always told you, there's only really two teams that I've always hated.
Flyers.
And will always hate. Number one on that list is the Flyers, mm-hmm. without question. And number two on that list, the team doesn't even exist anymore. And that was the Houston Oilers.
Okay.
They were brutal. Couldn't stand them. I could never win in the Astrodome.
Yeah.
Never won again. I think I'm 0-9 in there.
Wow.
Places, they used to call it the House of Pain.
Yeah. Those are the ones that had like the 2x4s under the carpet too, right?
Didn't they? They didn't have that. What they had is they basically had a real thin carpet. And at the seams, when a guy would make a cut, the seam would break. And right underneath that seam break, you could see the cement floor.
Oh, my God.
It was brutal. And, you know, these players today, we know how to play on AstroTurf. We hurt ourselves. Oh, shut up and play football and let's go. Let's man up. You know, by the way, J.J. Watt told me that he always loved playing on AstroTurf because he knew it was consistent. Like, he knew he could get off.
Sure.
And he didn't have to worry about slipping.
Mm.
You know, so there are, you know, there not all the players are against AstroTurf. I know everybody wants to make a case about it, but Yeah, that Astrodome and the Vet and Cincinnati Riverfront Stadium, Three River Stadium, they were all brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
But you've lived to tell the tale.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Fan and CBS Sports Network. CeeLo and I are going to be spending lots of time together today.
Long drive up to Connecticut, long drive home, but that's okay because we get a chance to play TPC River Highlands today, which is, of course, the home course of the Travelers Championship that will be happening in June. So we've got a media foursome, me, CeeLo, Brian Riscona, and Bob Gelb, and we are going for the cup.
Go for it, guys.
It's going to be some scene.
It is going to be some scene. I don't really know the format yet. I got to text Bob to see. I don't know if we're playing with our handicaps or just a scramble, whatever it is. But
he asked me for a handicap, so I think somehow okay. That's involved.
I think he asked me for one, too, yeah. Did you say that? So, yeah. Yes. Okay, but we'll spend some time, and I'm sure in that car, we're going to be talking some Knicks and Rangers, and that's what CeeLo is going to be talking about now. What's up, Chris?
All right, brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And nobody could stop Jalen Brunson yesterday down in Philadelphia. The playoff franchise record, 47 points to go along with 10 assists. The Knicks 97-92 Game 4 road win over the Sixers. They go up 3-1 in the series. Here was Brunson talking fourth quarter team effort, not just his own numbers to get the job done against Joel Embiid and company, and holding Embiid to 1 point in that final frame.
It's a pretty remarkable feat considering what him and the rest of the team are capable to do. So, but we got to figure out how can we be better. And I'm going to continue to say it. We got to be better if we want to close out.
And trying to do that tomorrow night at home in Game 5. As far as breaking Bernard King's 40-year-old franchise record for most points in a single playoff game.
Were you aware you had passed Bernard King until after the game, or did you know anything about that?
Didn't know anything about it. Not at all. Yeah.
That's a pretty big guy in Knicks history, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But unless he comes back and helps us win next game. I promise you, it's just, I'll think about it later.
Good, man. That's cool. We got the right guy, man.
Hashtag locked in. There's that meme of him or that picture of him that everybody puts up there where he's got the hood up and he's just staring in this. He's got this look of intensity at the press conference table. So he is, I mean, this guy cares about winning more than most professional athletes. And I'm confident in saying that. And this team, too.
Talk about intensity. Him going not into the crowd, but sort of under the basket on that three-point play and jawing at the whoever, you know, just in general there. And some frustration with what happened with Embiid with the elbow there in the second half. So everything you want to see.
I mean, it's a long way to go, but he is on his way to being one of those can-do-no-wrong New York athletes. Like, where you, like, he could be here for the rest of his life and doing autograph signings, not paying for meals. Like, there's a short list, I'm sure, Evan and Tiki will do this list at some point.
Oh,
number
great.
One.
Number one.
Number two. Number four.
Do you think that they would, on that list, you think they would put Shesterkin and Panarin?
If they want a cup.
Yeah, well.
If they want a
cup. No, but I'm saying right now, to me, and I know it's the Knicks are more popular and probably have the biggest fan base of than anybody team around here to root for. I think there's another one somewhere, but I'm not really sure. But when I think about the number one athlete in New York right now, number one, it would be Jalen Brunson, just by the way he's played this season and the way that he is playing in this playoff game. Aaron Judge would be on that list. Panarin would be on that list. Yep. Shesterkin would be on that list.
It's like, well, when Jalen Brunson's, when it's said and done, is he going to be Mark Messier or is he going to be Mike Piazza?
You know? I'll tell you what, if they win a championship this year.
Well, then he's Mark Messier. Yeah. We know that. But
yeah, but he may be more than Mark Messier because Mark Messier, you know, they made trades to enhance that team.
Did I just hear that right? Did I just hear that right?
Wow. Yeah, and again, let me explain.
Holy hell.
Neil Smith went all in on the 94 team.
Okay.
They traded Dougie Wade, Tony Amonte. They brought in all these ex-Oilers and Esatikin in and all these people. And look, Messier led them. Don't get me wrong. And I'll always love him for that and admire him for that and thank him. I actually, every time I see him, I do that, by the way.
Yeah.
But I will say that if this group of Knicks... Where's the superstar?
Well, it's Jalen Brunson.
But it goes starting in the season, everybody's like, you got to have two of them. You got to have three of them. No, you got to have a team is what you got to have.
Ask the Suns about that, by the way.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Who had Boomer turning on Mark Messier on the Boomer and Geo Bingo card this morning?
See, here you go again. You do this all the time. Don't do that to me. All I'm trying to say is if Jalen Brunson does what we hope he does, and we hope the Knicks do as a team.
I happen to agree with you.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I'm just shocked it's coming out of your mouth.
Trying to be objective about it.
Well, pretty good.
Let's see how we play. Like, listen, yesterday was all-time playoff performance, but when you get to the later stages, because you think about Messier game 6 against the Devils.
You'll have his moments.
Oh, by the way, he scored the...
Hat-trick.
No, well, yeah, but then in Game 7 against the Canucks, had the ultimate game. They had the deciding goal in that game.
Yeah, so, I know.
So, like,
I don't know. I'm just, the thing about Jalen Brunson right now is that he's on top of the world.
Yes.
That's all. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's your apology accepted.
I'm trying to give a guy a compliment.
That was very nice, and we loved what Brunson said there and kind of spoken like his head coach, and that's been the mentality throughout the season under Tom Thibodeau.
The challenge now is for us not to feel good about ourselves, to not change, to, you know, enjoy this for the moment, but tonight start getting ready for the next one. So we know the challenge that will be in front of us, and we have to get the fourth win. So be ready for that.
86 points in 2 games.
Yeah, tremendous. You know, the game 3 was obviously in a loss, and it felt a little emptier than yesterday. But yesterday, with nobody else shooting the ball well around him against that team in that spot, I mean, you can't say enough about it. So I know it's only the first round, but because of the way things played out for this, I mean, this was a tougher first-round opponent than you would have expected as the 2 seed because of what happened with Embiid and them falling down in the standings and all that. So good stuff for Brunson and the Knicks right now. Quickly around the league, reference the Suns. They get swept by the Timberwolves, 122-116.
That is awesome.
By the way, did you happen to see Anthony Edwards in the closing minute of Game 3?
He is ridiculous.
He did like 15 suck it.
Yes, he did.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
You want to talk about being on top of the world. That guy taking over that series and telling the entire state of Arizona to suck it.
And yesterday went for 49 rebounds and 6 assists in the closeout game there. So the Suns are done. Happy trails to Durant and company. You also had the Clippers over the Mavericks, 116-111 to tie that series at 2 without Kawhi Leonard, who's out indefinitely now. He's got the knee inflammation, and they don't exactly know what's going on with him, when he's going to be back, but his team is still very much in it. And then with the Knicks certainly having, or Knicks fans, I say, having eyes on this Pacers-Bucks series, Indiana beat Milwaukee 126-113 to go up 3-1. You've got no Giannis there, and now no Damian Lillard's out with an Achilles injury. Don't exactly know his status, so Indiana has Milwaukee on the brink.
Health.
Healthy. Down in D.C., the Rangers didn't mess around. They finished off the inferior Capitals in Game 4.
Final seconds. Kicking off. Backhanded on goal. Glove by Shesterkin. Plays it away. And this one is over. The Rangers sweep it.
4-2 over the Caps. First series sweep for the Rangers in 17 years. Sam Rosen with the final call for the final time this season, sadly, on MSG, as round two will go to just these national broadcasts. You won't have Sam and Micheletti on the play-by-play calls. First time in the series that the Rangers didn't have a lead heading into the third period, but an Artemi Panarin power play goal took care of that. Jack Roslovic sealed the deal with an empty netter. Kaapo Kakko, as you just saw on CBS Sports Network, scored in the opening minute, and Vinny Trocheck had a power play goal as well to cap a strong series for him on both ends of the ice. Part of a Rangers outfit that held Alex Ovechkin scoreless across the four games, only five shots on goal total.
That can't be easy for him. Obviously, we're extremely focused on him. So, I mean, it's no shot at him. He's a great hockey player, and we're just a little bit extra focused on him.
I think was a great hockey player. Probably.
Yeah, being he still had over 30 goals this year.
He came on strong for them down the stretch, but he was a ghost in the zero.
And they also obviously had three or four major injuries. Again, you know, it's the health situation.
Yep, got a couple back yesterday, but not enough to keep
the
series
one back,
going.
And look what happens when you're out for 2 weeks.
Turned it over right
up
in the opening
minute. Kakko puts it in the back of the net.
No doubt. So the Rangers will get some rest now and await the winner of the Hurricanes and the Islanders game five of that series tomorrow night in Raleigh after the Isles avoided a sweep on Saturday afternoon.
Now it's Barzal for Horvat. Horvat bending off Svechnikov. Horvat right in front off the paddle. Bortuzzo scores!
That is Brendan Burke on MSGSN. Double OT game winner for Barzal. A 3-2 Isles win Saturday.
You got to get into the dirty areas.
Yeah, I know.
You know that, right?
And Barzell's a guy that's not normally posting up there. He's more of the skill guy, and he went in there.
Now, if he gets hot for the Islanders, anything's possible.
No doubt. Keep the series going. Win a game. Extend it. See what happens. So we'll check in on them tomorrow night.
And Boomer will be in John Ledecky's box
we won't.
On Thursday
no,
night
we
for
won't
game six.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He wouldn't be caught dead there.
He wouldn't put on an Islander jersey. I could see him going there, though.
For a non-Ranger game?
Yeah. The only time I ever put on an Islander jersey was for their charity skates.
Yeah, okay. That's different.
Yeah, I don't think he'd put on the jersey, but you would go.
And I think I was getting yelled at by Butch Goring on the ice for something. I don't know. It's like, hey,
would you go in the suite for an Islander game that the Rangers were not taking part in?
No, but I have gone to UBS to see the Islanders. I wanted to see the Edmonton Oilers 2 years
That's
ago.
That's fine, and we understand.
And I wanted to see McDavid and Draisaitl and all those guys, see what it was like. And Matt and Casey and Cal, I think they played that entire game against that line.
Mm.
Which was amazing watching that.
Well, I mean, you can kind of scout both teams. That's the way you look at it. Like, I'll go up there, have a couple
scout
of drinks.
Spot.
Yeah, just to scout the Rangers' next opponent. That's the way you can spin it.
I'm not spinning anything. I'm telling you, I'm rooting for him. I told you that.
Okay. Are we getting Matt back tomorrow night, by the way?
I don't know. I can't give you that information.
I took a shot.
You asked me that question.
Took a shot.
Just and like by the way, that's you what said, the media are does, we they? Getting Matt back? Who are we?
We, like, as in
the
family.
Sports-consuming public? Is that what you mean?
No, in the family.
We
in the
are family.
Family. Family. He's like extended family of the show.
We are the Rangers.
No, I didn't mean it that way.
Okay.
No, I meant for the extension of the show. Yes.
Are you in or are you out
yes,
as
right.
a family?
That's right.
This is what we're doing. Run, sits, and errors today. Cubs, Brewers. 21.5. Are you in or are you out?
I got to tell you this funny thing real quickly.
Yeah.
Playing golf this week down in Washington, D.C. on the weekend. And we're sitting at a communal table having a couple of drinks after our round of golf. This one guy says, I'm a huge Mad Dog fan. And he starts going into all this stuff. You like Mad Dog? You don't like Mad Dog? I love Mad Dog.
Yeah.
I mean, we all do.
Yeah.
I mean, he's constant. He's constant content.
Oh, he is amazing. I mean, think about where he is right now in his career. Where he has taken this insane personality, mispronouncing names, craziness, nationally on ESPN.
Works for him.
It does. It does.
So endearing.
Yeah. We love the dog.
I love you, pal. Listen, you're a sloppy mess. you're a fat loser. I love you. I love you, pal.
It's unbelievable.
Backhanded so compliments,
true,
right?
Yes. Yeah.
Quickly, before I go, an exciting finish at Citi Field Sunday.
1-2 pitch. Vientos hits it high in the air, right center, pretty deep. Siani going back onto the track. At the wall, he jumps. It is gone! A game-winning home run for Mark Vientos. Put it in the books. The Mets have defeated the Cardinals here in the bottom of the 11th.
That's Howie Rose, WCBS.
Holy
Yeah, that kind of moment yesterday there on 880 for Howie. Vientos, the game winner, as they avoid the sweep. They beat the Cardinals 4-2 and kind of lost in all of that was Harrison Bader tying the game up with the Mets down to their last strike, which allowed for that Vientos home run. He takes advantage of the opportunity with Starling Marte on the bereavement list, and we'll see if he can stick around when Marte comes back. Carlos Mendoza was kind of non-committal to that, but he had himself a nice weekend against St. Louis.
Yeah, and it's like a little taste. It's like when Spike gives everybody a show here, and then they have to go back to running the board. Like, that's probably what's going to happen, but at least he had a good show, right?
I suppose.
Well, yeah. You can ask Fleegs about that.
Fleegs had multiple shows, though. Like,
yeah, but Fleegs is one of those guys. He's like our Vientos.
He's a two-way player.
What do you think, Fleegs?
Yeah, I'm definitely on the shuttle back and forth. I'll be doing the overnight later tonight.
And by the way,
two-way contract.
Are you taking off for the new Taylor Swift dropped album? When is that?
Well, he already did.
It happened.
Oh,
already
and did.
He did.
That.
Okay. Yeah, that happened already.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you weren't here
that was one of your vacation days.
You were in Canada.
One of my vacation days. I was in Canada, yeah. So how is the new album? You like it?
It was fantastic.
You think he's going to say, I think he's going to give you a critique?
Has he ever
even if she sit like for 6 hours, just went, he'd be like, it's the greatest thing I ever heard.
It's kind of like you and Dua Lipa.
I'm a little bit more fair. I think Fleegs, I'm a little more fair. I would not, listen, her album's coming out Friday. I'm not taking off to listen to
it. That's different, but when you say fair, would you actually come on the air and be critical of her music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Fleegs, let me just ask you this one question.
If it was bad, but she never has a bad song, so it's never going to happen.
There you go.
So.
Let me just ask Fleegs this one. I've always wanted to ask him, okay? I want to ask you this. What exactly, how would you describe a Swiftie? Like, what is that? I know it's a fan of Taylor Swift, but what does it really mean? What does it encompass?
Like, I don't even understand it. Like, it's a fan of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's it. It's that simple, but there's nothing deeper. It's a fun name for being a fan.
I guess if you would
Taylor
say
Swift.
It's a more hardcore, like a serious fan.
Well, you are, right?
I mean, right, but in general, I would think if somebody was just like a casual fan and they said, like, sure, they could be a Swiftie.
Take a bullet for her?
Would you?
Gun to your head.
Gun to your head. Take a bullet for Swift? Would you?
I don't know if I would take a bullet for anybody.
Wow. Not even your own wife?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Maybe her.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Maybe her?
What? That's not a yes right away?
Maybe.
Come on,
hope
man.
She's not listening.
Yeah.
By the way, I am a Yankee fan, so I don't want to get, you know, we're not ignoring them. They did score 30 runs in 2 days.
Yes.
And they did beat the Brewers 15-5, so I didn't want to go the whole
Brewers,
thing
the team
that
swept the Mets the opening series.
Yeah, I mean,
are getting they're just a good team. Absolutely lambasted by the Yankees.
So the Yankee offense heating up. Aaron Judge included. Homeward on consecutive days.
Uh-oh. All right. Thank you, CeeLo. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
breaks. They go to the bathroom. They go get a cup of coffee. Just have a conversation between two of us.
Yeah.
And then out of the blue, somebody just keeps walking in.
Mm-hmm.
And says, I need you to do this.
I know.
Like, without any, like, warning or scheduling. And it's like, it's the most important thing in that person's life.
Yeah, and that's what Tom Izzo generally does that. But, I mean, I didn't even get a chance. We came back for break. Today's not the greatest day for me to be hanging around after the show.
You want to get out of here? You're going to play
I
golf?
We got to go all with CeeLo, and I have to go all the way up to Connecticut.
Yeah.
And we're in a time crunch, so we might have to do that tomorrow.
It's just interesting how like, people can tomorrow. Walk in and, hey, I need you to do this. Yeah. Okay, I'll do it, but, you know, when do you want to do it? Like, right after the show. I'm like, well, I need to... No, I'm leaving right after the show.
You can do it during a break. Probably you can do that. It's probably better.
Yeah, definitely do that.
Yeah, that's easy enough. You know, and he probably thought, you know, he is so strategic, too. He's like, hey, these guys got to be in a good mood. Everybody won. Rangers won. They're moving on. Puglia yep. will do anything for me right now. Right?
That's what he's thinking. He probably feels like, well, I am. I am like a fan this morning, a fanboy 100%.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen very often around here, that's for sure.
I did have a moment yesterday when I was at the Portly, and the people in Knicks jerseys in the place, the sun was shining, the doors were open in there.
There's nothing better than May and June and your team is playing.
And I know we had a little taste of it last year, more than a little taste, because they got to the second round, six games. And they had that Hawk series a couple of years ago that ended up being a disaster. But there's something about that I've missed so much.
Yeah.
And it's warm out, and your basketball or hockey team is playing in these critical playoff games, and you're sitting there watching it with a bunch of fans. Some of you know, some of you don't know, and you're high-fiving strangers. And, man, it's been too long. And the Knicks fan, and we talked about this because I remember there was a caller who called up and asked, do you think that the Knicks will travel to Philly? And we were like, yeah, I actually do, even though Philly's one of those places that generally the fans don't get rid of their tickets, but they feel probably differently about the Sixers than they would the Eagles, and especially in a first-round series, and the Knicks fan is so crazed right now and so into this team that I thought that they would travel. To the extent that they did, I don't think I was prepared to see that yesterday because essentially... I mean, you're listening to the Knicks fan take over the entire building. I'm proud of those guys.
You probably didn't watch the whole game, but there's the Igor chants down there.
Oh, yeah, Washington as well, yes.
Capital. So, the Ranger fans have been doing this all year, by the way. You know, and you know, this is when you know you have a good team. And that is when you start hearing your fan base on the road through the TV. And that's when you know that people want to be a part of something, that they really want to feel like they're a part of something. You know, there's a lot of negativity in everybody's life. And the sports teams, when they're doing well, there's nothing like it. I mean, there's nothing like a championship parade. And a lot of cities other than New York can claim that their parades were awesome. You know, whether it be Boston, Kansas City, and... You know, all these different teams that are able to celebrate their championships, and we haven't been able to do that.
Nope. And we haven't even been able to get very close since 2009 in New York Yankees. I mean, it's been rare. It's been a struggle. And I think that this run, wherever it ends up for both of these teams, this is, I mean, I hope we're talking about it like 94, where we have one team in the finals and one winning a championship, but we are on a road right now for 2024 being an unforgettable spot.
This is going to be crazy, but you know, I know sweeping a team is great. You get time off, you get healthy, but believe it or not, I'm sure the Garden really wanted a game five. They can make an extra $10 million.
Yeah.
This is how these NHL teams make their money is in the playoffs. And, you know, you see the price of these tickets and how much they cost. And it's probably cheaper to take the Acela down to Washington, buy a Capitals ticket, and go watch your team play down there than it is to go to a game at Madison.
Well, same thing with the Knicks and the Sixers, no?
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's even closer.
Simply because we're like lunatics right now around here, and we'll pay anything for these tickets.
Yeah, I mean, that is for sure. I mean, and these are experiences, you know, everybody talks about,
the economy, and rightfully so, and how things cost so much. When you have a team that's been starved for winning for so long in a fan base, when you get to these games, it's like, I don't care. I'll deal with it later. Whatever the price is, I'll deal with it later. I got to be there. I got to see this. This doesn't happen. This is like an eclipse situation.
I mean, think about it. Like game, you had the DiVincenzo game, right? Then you have yesterday's game. You've already had two very memorable games in this series.
Yeah.
And we're just getting started.
And hopefully plenty more to come. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.